this episode, we're going to talk about our TV reviews. You know, it was a big week in television. A lot of things premiered. So we're going to talk about our favorites and what we thought about the season premieres.
And also, I just finished reading the book that everyone was reading about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was turned into a movie, and it opens this week with Ben Affleck and Rosemary
Pike.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about Gone Girl. This is A Gal and a Gay. All right, welcome 48. That is our number of 48. Episodes.
Close to 50.
Yep. About to hit a milestone. Anyway, so this is, again, episode 48, A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us for the 48th time, hopefully.
Yes.
Or if you just started watching and were listening to us, thanks for that.
Yeah, and again, I guess we should start out. We always want to hear from you guys, too. So
yes, please.
You can tweet at us at A Gal and a Gay. Get on Facebook, comment, you know, let us know what you think of the things we're talking about, or if there are things that you would like us to talk about, or maybe look at, review.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let us know. You can always email us at agalandagay@gmail.com.
And Facebook is A Gal and a Gay also, so pretty much A Gal and a Gay across the board.
Made it easy
so,
for you.
Yeah, exactly. So just look for us and let us know what you think. So, yeah.
So how are you recovered from the season premiere week?
I'm doing okay. I got it all crammed in, you know, I finished
but
everything.
But there really wasn't that
much. No, really, there was not a lot, you know. It's for season premiere week, right. There weren't a lot of shows that I was watching. So, because a lot of the shows that I'm really looking forward to don't start until, you know, October. So,
right.
You know, it was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, a little bit of a letdown.
Because I
want to jam packed.
Exactly. I want every night. I want two or three things to watch. I want to have this dilemma of what to DVR and what to watch live.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want.
Right.
Didn't really have that. So no. You know,
not at all. But we did have some pretty good shows.
Yeah, but there were some big ones that premiered and we watched them and all that stuff. So we're gonna start with Gotham. We actually talked about Gotham a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Did it live up to your expectations?
Yes. I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good. I've heard mixed reviews from several people,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoyed it. So I'm excited to see where it goes. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I read the mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I went into it hoping I would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy it, but I will say there were some weak spots to the premiere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many times can we see the Batman origin story? I was really hoping, I mean, and there were some things right off the beginning. Again, spoiler alert for all of these that we'll be talking about. But anyway, I was kind of hoping that, you know, at the beginning they started with Selina Kyle,
mm-hmm.
soon to be Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's, you know, going through stealing milk for cats, and then, you know, she's there to witness the murder. I was sort of, because I've watched it twice now.
Uh-huh.
I had some issues with my DVR. But anyway, I watched it twice. I really was hoping they would mix it up just a little bit. I thought what would be interesting going back would be that if she had stolen Thomas Wayne's wallet.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
something,
or something
like,
that.
And
yeah.
then they were going to track her. He couldn't find her, so he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever comes up to shoot him, give me your wallet. It was just robbed off me. It's, you know, it creates this.
Yeah.
And then she
That's
is.
That's not a bad idea.
And she is connected to that
mm-hmm,
shooting.
To the whole wing.
And then
thing.
She feels bad. I mean, maybe that's kind of where they're going, but I think that really would have tied her into that story a little bit more.
Yeah.
I did like the fact that she was there, but, you know.
Well, you know.
Just the little things.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they have so many characters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what they. How they tie all those characters together, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it's the pilot, so of course it's not, you know.
Right.
Gonna.
But it's like, are we gonna, is that gonna be every week kind of thing? Are we going to see, you know, Ivy every week? Are we gonna see Selina?
I would think not, right?
I would hope not,
because I feel like that's just too much, especially
mm-hmm.
if this show's about Gordon, you
right.
know, in Gotham.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, focusing too mm-hmm. much on. Trying to cram every character in every episode would just be too much, I would think.
Yeah. I would think so, too. What did you think of Ben McKenzie?
Oh, God, I love him. One, he's super hot, so that helps tremendously.
Right.
But I think he's doing a great job as Gordon. I think he's good at playing a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that first scene when they introduced him, when that thug, you know, was...
Oh, uh-huh.
And he just all... It was like, are you the commissioner already? Like, you're a rookie and you're jumping in to tell these other cops that don't respect you, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was kind of forced. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really remember that scene, honestly.
But again, I've watched this twice now, so I'm really kind of picking it apart. I do like the character. I like him as an actor. I think he's really good for the role.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I like Donnell Logue, who plays his partner.
Oh, Harvey.
Harvey. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great actor. He's a great one of those great character actors who is really good at playing these rough and tumble kind of people. So mm-hmm. I do like him. And I mean, Jada Pinkett Smith's great as Fish Mooney. Mm-hmm. You know. So yeah.
I
think there's a lot of potential there.
Right. And the guy who plays Oswald.
Yeah, he's great.
I feel like they did really try and, like, really force it down our throats. This is the Penguin.
Yeah.
This is the Riddler. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. this is Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. This 10-year-old girl who's playing with plants, you know? It's like, okay, we get it.
Well,
like, you don't need to force it over our heads. Like,
that's true. I mean, because they got to know that the people watching this show are Batman fans already.
Right.
So that's probably, you know, you probably don't need to force it as much, but... Mm-hmm. Again, they're probably just doing it for those who aren't super familiar to reinforce that who
and
this
hopefully
is,
it's
you know?
Just a pilot.
You know, it's probably just a pilot
of,
thing, exactly.
Is this every episode?
I know.
You look like a penguin.
I hope it's not.
You walk
exactly.
like a penguin. You talk like a penguin, you know. But I will say that Robin Lord Taylor, who plays Oswald, great. Mm-hmm. He's really, really good.
Great choice. Weird, you know. He's just, I think he's a perfect choice for Penguin. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So.
who else? Again, you mentioned Jada Pinkett Smith. I will say that the girl who plays Selena Kyle, Cameron Bocadova, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She looks a lot like a young Michelle Pfeiffer. Her eyes, she is
beautiful. I can
see
she's a beautiful little girl, absolutely.
But it's like she's a little girl, but she already looks sort of like an adult kind of thing. I mean, she's stunning.
I don't know much about Barbara, his wife, or mm-hmm. soon-to-be wife. I guess I don't really remember much about her, because she dies at some point, right? No?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
No, she doesn't.
No.
I mean, maybe somewhere in the comic book series, but she didn't in
any maybe
of
she
the,
did.
She
maybe
didn't
that is
the
comics.
The,
I don't know.
In any of the movies.
I just don't remember much about her. So,
but it seems like she's going to be a pretty strong character. And speaking of strong character, Alfred.
Oh, God,
Sean Pertwee.
He's great. I was talking to my dad about this, and I love the way that they're making him a little more rough around the edges. He's not prim and proper butler. He's kind mm-hmm. of a, you know.
Well, he's ex-military.
Exactly. That's what I really like about it. So, I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really. What was? Did you see that whole scene between Barbara and the other lady from the. Whatever that case
was.
Oh,
yeah. Was it Captain, the Captain, right? Sarah Eason?
Yes. There was something between them where she went and told Barbara about... thinking that they planted...
That Jordan...
That they set up that guy, yeah. So there was something weird between them. I got a kind of a strong lesbian vibe. I don't know if that's just me.
Really?
But...
That would be interesting.
Now, that would be a twist. There was something between them that I think they're alluding to they have a past. So I'm sure we'll find out what that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was something
Now, that would
there.
Be a nice twist. Because, you know, and I've read these reviews, and I'm with them after seeing the premiere... I feel like it's like, well, we know where all these characters are going to end up,
mm-hmm.
except Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, Gordon is going to be the commissioner one day. Bruce is, going to be Batman. Like, we know where all this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to stick around every week to find out if it's, you know?
Yeah.
So, and who's the Joker going to end up being? Things like that. But I know, overall, I did enjoy it. I'm definitely going to keep this one
absolutely.
My DVR. Hopefully my DVR works this week.
I think the way to go into it, though, is just not to think too much about the Batman, you know, franchise or anything. Just go as it's kind of its own story. That's what I'm trying to do, you know?
Well, and that's what
not thinking too much about everything else.
And that's what I remember years ago doing that with Smallville. The mm-hmm. difference with Smallville is you didn't have almost every, you know, popular character
mm-hmm.
in that universe right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had different characters... Chloe, you know, certain characters that you didn't know, and like it was more of an origin story. But this is, again, it's not focused on Bruce, it's mm-hmm. focused on Gordon. So I don't know, I feel like it's too stuffed with villains.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Gotham's already in a bad place. Like, how much worse?
How much worse can it get? Yeah. I know. Well, bad enough for Batman to come around, I guess.
Yeah. 15 years. Yeah. 20 years.
20 years.
But anyway, it's good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So hopefully the other episodes just stay, you know,
yeah.
they're stronger. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I thought it was, I mean, for a pilot, I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I think a great debut.
Yeah.
Moving on to another show that started this week, Blackish. On ABC. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
I did. I think it is, I mean, right out of the gate, I think it's a perfect companion with Modern Family.
I do think it's a
finally.
Yeah.
Well, Happy Endings was pretty good,
yeah.
too. But the family theme.
I think it does. Yeah, exactly.
Let me see.
I think it's smart to put
it. We need an African-American family sitcom.
I didn't love it. I mean, there were some funny moments. I like the wife, and I like the kids.
Oh, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, great. I think they're all a great, I think they've got a great cast. I just didn't love it.
You
right
just
away.
Don't like Anthony
I
Anderson.
Think that's what's tainting it for me, is because I don't like
but
Anthony
Anderson.
But
he wasn't your typical Anthony Anderson,
he wasn't,
Anderson,
that's
though.
True. He was toned down, but still enough to where I was like, oh, God, Anthony Anderson.
Right. And Lawrence Fishburne was
yeah,
really good, too.
He was.
And the kids.
The kids are great. The two
they
littlest ones.
They nailed it
ones,
with the casting on the
yeah,
kids.
So, yeah.
Kids will make or break a sitcom.
That's true, they will.
Look at Modern Family.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it's got a good potential, good starting point. I do think mm-hmm. it's going to last, so.
Oh, I think so, too. I think this is.
And the ratings are pretty good.
Ratings were
yeah.
fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. So,
for this
that's
show.
Good. Yeah.
yeah. And it feels like Modern Family a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, the
it's got
way
that
it's
feel.
Shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you. I wish there was, like, a couple other characters to kind of take us away from Anthony Anderson,
mm-hmm.
like, being the focus
mm-hmm.
of it so much. Because I think the kids are probably too young, really, to, you know, if there was... His sister's around, too, or his...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Modern Family, but in
yes,
this,
yes.
I think it would be... I mean, that's obviously why they have Lawrence Fishburne there,
mm-hmm.
to kind of balance it. But again, he's just a supporting character. He's not, you know...
Yeah, no, he's not, yeah. Yeah.
And I think we need more with... Well, her name is Rainbow, but...
Rainbow?
Bo, uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. The wife. Mm-hmm. I think they need, hopefully, as they go further in...
Yeah,
to
she's
the season,
great.
They can give
yeah.
her a lot more.
I hope so. Yeah,
split the time
great.
Because
yeah.
yeah, she's really,
she's
really,
really
good.
Good. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was again. I thought it was another strong start. I'll stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I do think it fits perfectly with Modern Family. So
right, and then
very
it goes,
smart.
It goes right into
of ABC. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, I think it's smart for them.
So. Speaking, do you want to talk about Nashville since we're
yeah.
bringing it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so season premiere was on Thursday. What did you think?
I will say that this one is very close to being removed from my DVR. It's close to being removed from my DVR, or if not removed from my DVR, it's not going
to
be one that I'm going
to
watch.
To watch all the time, mm-hmm. every week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'm almost done with Nashville. I'm really just tired of it. I am. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired of.
Know.
And the thing is, like, I was wondering, you know, there was the who is she going to pick?
Who's she gonna pick?
And
oh,
I'm thinking
know.
Before they got to the end, I'm like, well, if she picks Deacon, we could pretty much the show is going to sort of be over.
Exactly. There would be no storyline this season if she right off the bat took Deacon.
Right.
But of course, she's gonna go back to Deacon because she always does. So.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. she chose Luke right now, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's going to end up with Deacon.
Right.
That's just how it's going to be.
What did you think of the Scarlet,
Scarlet, Avery, and Gunner?
Yeah.
I thought it was a cute scene, how they were in the car and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm still not in... After last season with Scarlett, I still don't love her. Like, I got so tired of Scarlett. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad she's not a pill popper, crazy, emotional
right.
anymore. But
at least her
still...
mom's gone.
Yeah, exactly. So, You know, that I thought the storyline in this episode was like, I don't, you know, if she goes away, I'm really not going to care. But now that Gunner and Avery in the mix again, I just hope they're not going to do another love triangle thing like Gunner and Scarlett are going to get back together or Avery and Scarlett are going to get back together, because I don't want that to happen. So, because I really like Avery and Juliet together. Yep. And speaking of Juliet, I see that they're, you know, Hayden Panettiere is pregnant in real life, so they obviously had to write this into the show, and I thought they did a smart move with it. I mean, I'm kind of on board. I love Juliet. I always love her character.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see kind of where that goes. You know, even though she's pregnant, that's a real super soap opery. But I think for whatever reason it works for me that she's pregnant and it's probably Reed's kid, and they've got this whole thing with her cheating on him and everything. So yeah, and I'm excited to see. She got this part as Patsy Cline, so I wonder if they're going to show, like, filming of this movie.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be way different than what we've seen the last two seasons. It's like, you know, fighting over a record label, fighting over what kind of songs. I mean, yeah, that would... That would be... But, I mean, is she going to lose it now because she's pregnant?
I know, that's the thing. I'm sure that's going to cause some conflict along the way since she's pregnant, so...
Oh, well, I do love Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
She's good. I don't know. Again, something's really going to happen. You're going to have to tell me next week. Something really big happened. Is there a reason to watch? You know, some people, with this episode, some people complained about there were three live elements. Some people complained, is like, oh, you could really tell that it was live. I really couldn't tell.
I mean, we're in TV. I know. And I mean, you could tell.
A little bit.
You could tell the difference in the shooting, but I don't know why they didn't put a live bug or something to let the audience know, hey, this is live, to hit you over the head with it.
I don't know. I don't think the audience really would notice that big a difference. No. It wasn't that big of a difference.
No, it really wasn't. I mean, there was a slight difference, but again, if you weren't really looking for it, I don't think you would really notice that it was live. That's what honestly. I thought too. Yeah.
Because usually I can spot those.
Yeah.
Just like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's a little different.
Yeah.
It's, again, not like something that's going to take you out of the show.
Yeah, I just didn't... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed the performances, but I DVR'd that and I did fast forward through them because I was like,
love the music.
And I love the music, but I don't want to sit there for 3.5 minutes and watch it live when I could just be watching the rest of the show. So, you know, so.
Do you normally fast forward through the performances?
No, because usually it's not an entire performance. True. You know, that's usually it's just a part of a song, or you know, there's scenes cut through it. You know, so it helps move it along. But and I love the music, and I love watching live music. But watching live music on my TV is kind of different for me. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood, so I fast forwarded it. But anyway,
all right, let's talk about the Will and Layla storyline.
I don't like Layla. I still don't like her.
You know what really surprised me, though, was the producer came in and she's like, we don't have a show now. It's like, what?
Right? I know.
You're supposed to be a reality show. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. That would be... I was expecting it to be like they were going to be blackmailed.
I know.
Like, oh, this is perfect. You guys can't get out of this because we have ratings gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of weird. That was another part. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. No.
Any reality show would be... Begging.
For exactly. Like that exactly. Please. Your closeted husband came out to you on TV. Come on. Exactly.
That was kind of.
So dumb. I really like Will's character. I don't like Layla, and this whole. I'm not sold on their marriage thing. I didn't really love it last season. Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Especially the reality show element. So I don't know. It's gonna. I don't know.
It was just like, and where are they going to go with it?
I know. Where are they going to go with it? Because I don't know.
I mean, where do you go with it from here? It's like,
I don't know.
Okay, is it going to be this season? Well, gonna be dealing with coming out.
That's a thing.
Is he going to get a boyfriend? Is his music career going to be over?
See, that's the thing. I don't know if he's going to. I mean, because the producer was like, you know, we know you're gay, but now you need to pretend like you're how happy. So,
right,
he's just going to go back in the closet and pretend, or I don't know.
I feel like they had a lot of potential with this storyline.
Yeah, they really did.
And they just
did.
Kind of let it go.
And the thing is, like, I mean, they should
I feel
just...
sorry for Layla. Sort
I know.
Of. I mean,
yeah, a little bit, yeah.
She's naive, but she's so young.
Yes. But they do have an opportunity to make him, like, he could be the first openly gay country musician or something like that, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, this is an opportunity to get Shelley Wright in there.
I know. Yeah, bring Shelley Wright in. Exactly.
I don't know.
But I know. I like Will, so we'll see what that goes. I just don't want to do any more of this. He's tortured, you know.
Right, right.
Closeted.
We get it.
Well,
this will give you an opportunity to write really good songs.
Exactly. You got lots of material to write with Will.
Right.
Exactly.
Was Teddy really even in the show?
Barely, which is fine with me.
Right.
Teddy really just bores
me. He doesn't?
The only reason he's there is to piss off Raina and to be mad at Deacon and have conflict with Maddie because she wants Deacon to be her dad and all this stuff.
That's true. That's his only real...
Yeah.
And what do you do with him?
What do you do? I don't know. Because, I mean...
We killed his wife.
We don't care about him being mayor anymore. Yeah, they killed his wife. You know, he slept with Deacon's girlfriend, but that's really not an issue anymore. She's gone, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think he's solely there just to be the catalyst with Maddie and Deacon
right,
and all that stuff.
I don't feel like they really set the season up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, he was barely in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm okay with that. So.
Yeah. Anyway, let me know if next week I should watch, because it's on the DVR for now. It's on my bubble. It's on my DVR
It's on
bubble.
Your own bubble. Yep. Your personal bubble. Yeah, I mean, I'm still going to watch it, because I do love it. I think there are these moments of... Because all these people are really talented, so I really like that, and I love the music. But it does get a little too soap opera-y sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, and it is a soap opera, yes, but,
Yeah,
sometimes it's just a little too much for me, so. I'm gonna stick with it, though. Okay. I have hope.
Well, you know, the show, I have a lot of hope for.
What's that?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh my god.
So good.
This one is, I think, the best of the season so far for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, top easily. Of the list, easily. I mean... Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The cast is great. The story was great. Viola Davis. Love her.
Yeah.
She better get an Emmy for this. I know she's going to get an Emmy for this, so.
Well, she'll at least be nominated.
Yep.
That's for sure.
So.
Yeah, it was good. I liked the way it was. I liked the feel of the show. Mm-hmm. I liked the way it was shot.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I'm a little worried about what happened with the dead body and these students.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I really don't. It's like, this could be really bad.
It could be really bad or really good.
Or really good.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to find out, because I'm assuming we're going to... This is the storyline throughout the seasons. Towards the end of the season, we're going to find out what truly happened, so...
Yeah. I did like the back and forth going from present day...
Yes, to 3 months ago.
When the class first started. So, the students are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the Wes, Connor, Rebecca, and Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt McGorry from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot he was in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, it was good. I mean, she's great. The supporting cast is really
good.
They
have a great cast. They really do. And so, and the storyline's really great. Just the way she was like, you know, the three steps to get away with murder and how to do this and that. And each of them coming up with their own theory on how to get their client off and all that good. I mean, it was really, really interesting. Really, really kept you, you know, like.
The whole time.
The whole time, exactly.
And the character of Wes kind of seems like. He's going to be one of the bigger characters.
He's more of a focus, yes, because they really did start the show with him, and they kind of go more into his backstory.
You spend more time with him than any of the other students. I like the fact that, you know, Viola Davis's character is not, I mean, she's obviously a hot shot.
Yeah, she's hard as nails, but she's a little...
Right.
She's got a lot of shit going on in her life. Exactly. Right. So
she's married.
Mm-hmm. She's got it. She's cheating on him, but it's probably because he's been cheating on her, too. They tried to have a baby. They couldn't. So that's kind of what's causing the strife in their marriage. Anyway, I really did like that when she was, opening up to this little boy. But then she was kind of coming on to him a little bit.
I know. It was weird.
It was weird, right? Yeah. So, so obviously she's got this great, she's a great career woman, but she's a little bit of a mess inside. Oh boy, so, so I do like that a lot. So,
and how she used her boyfriend to
get someone to get someone off, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he had no idea. And it was, it was very, very, very good. So
it's very scandalous.
It is very scandalous. Well, Shonda Rhimes, so obviously.
Right. And I mean, it's it's not that much scandal, but there are those little things. It's like, oh, you're going to have to pay attention to this show.
Yes.
You can't be playing on your iPad. You can't be playing on your phone.
Don't be playing Smurfs Village. Right.
Or Star Wars Commander. Cat has some wine in her. So, Kitty has some wine. So, yeah. It's only going to get worse from here on out. So I didn't. I made sure my bases would be updated after the hour.
Okay. So, okay. Good. Good.
So anyway, this is one that's on my DVR, and I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Try and watch it the night of. But it's tough. I might have to watch it live because it's on it here. It's on it. You know,
it's on at 9 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. So you know.
Well, this week I'm going to have to watch because Thursday we have
movie premieres. Yeah, Thursday we have movie premieres. We can't watch it, but we'll watch the DVR. But, but I mean, great. I mean, just fantastic from start to begin. So I'm excited to see the season goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with the... spoiler, you find out the husband's in the the body that they're carrying around, you know, and that he's probably having an affair with this girl who went missing that they found in the water tower. And
right.
What's his name's... neighbors wrapped up in that somehow, so yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like these crime dramas. This one's just so different than a lot of them, you know.
Right.
So this isn't like Law and Order. This is
right. This is like this isn't necessarily procedural because this one's gonna last for possibly half the season, all the season. I bet half the season. I don't think they're gonna stretch it out for 20.
I wouldn't
episodes.
Think they wouldn't. Yeah, I would hope not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe this, we find out who, and then the trials the rest of the season. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, anyway.
All right, what else do we have to talk about?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Also, since we'll stick with ABC and talk about Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Family debuted this week. What'd you think?
I thought it was so
funny. I loved...
Poor Alex.
I know. Like, they're having this perfect summer. Everyone's nice to each other. The moment Alex shows up, everyone hates each other.
I know.
It was so funny.
We all know that person. We really do.
We do.
It's like,
he's upstairs.
It's
right
like,
now.
Right. I know. It's like, what is going on? Why? It's like, where did all this negativity come from?
I loved how Phil kept eating the plums. He's like, I haven't had a terrible plum. I've had perfect plums all summer long. And the moment Alex shows up, they're terrible.
I know. But then, I mean, the end of the show was the best. Where
I know. Oh.
Alex saves them from themselves, basically. So.
And the whole thing with Gloria, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's not taking care of himself, so she starts, you know, not looking good.
Right.
It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
She puts the lipstick on.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, she looks really bad, and they're having a party for her, and then she goes outside immediately. She looks good, and he's like, are you kidding me? All this time, you can look that good that fast?
That was
really
funny.
Yeah. I want all the over-the-top romantic gestures.
Oh,
there.
Gosh. Mitchell. Oh my god. That was funny. Yeah, good show. I mean, it's always
funny.
Good.
And little Lily said something about fairies and it was really funny.
Oh, right.
It was because they were like, whoa, Lily wants to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can't
remember what it was, but it was so funny.
Yeah, she has some of the great one-liners.
She really does.
And she pulls them off.
I know.
So well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, it is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Black-ish can keep it up, I think it's probably going to help Nashville in the long run because people will
probably,
stick around.
Yeah.
Boy, that 8:30 to 9 o'clock hole.
I know.
Oof, that's been, you know...
That's been a
stupid neighbors. That was awful.
Oh god, that one lasted longer than it should have.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, Modern Family is just continuously a fantastic show, and I don't know how they do it every year. Consistently funny. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a reason it wins all those Emmys. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Project and New Girl. This actually, those that premiered last week, so this isn't anything new. This is the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Project was great because Rhea Perlman was playing Danny's dad, oh, and she was hilarious. Right. Loved it. Loved this episode. I would say second week in a row, Mini Project's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that they're keeping that momentum. She was so funny.
Oh my gosh. She really, really was. And I kind of feel like Mini Project's a little bit stronger than New Girl.
Oh, it absolutely. I think it is. I mean, I can't even really remember. Oh, yeah. New Girl was... Schmidt was trying to get Jess all those dates mm-hmm. and teaching her how to do online dating and stuff. And it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
but again, I feel like it was stronger than the New Girl.
Yeah, it was. Mini Project was much stronger.
Right. I mm-hmm. feel like it should have. It should have the ratings.
It should.
Doesn't.
It doesn't. I know. But it was really funny. So again, Mini Project is just so smart and funny, and it kills me that it doesn't have the audience that it should. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the quotes right now between...
There was just... I mean, that whole scene where they're at brunch and she's talking to Danny's mom and she's like, oh, yeah, I hate that ethnic group, too. <I know. laughs> She said so many funny things.
Yeah, so, I mean, Rhea Perlman, she is...
And I think it was a perfect choice for Danny's mom. Perfect choice. So.
Yeah, for Danny overall. Mm-hmm. He's becoming more likable. Like
he is. You know, at first they make him... The first season, he wasn't that likable. He's kind of a jerk. And he's done some jerkish things to Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, it's getting better, so. Oh, and she thought Mindy was his cleaning lady at first.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I kind of felt that one was kind of... But some of the other ones, I can't find the quotes, but there's so...
That there's a whole scene where they're at brunch for his mom's birthday, and Mindy and his mom are talking, and it's just funny. It's hilarious, so
mm-hmm.
you should watch it if you haven't. So, Mini Project just definitely is better in my book than New Girl right now. So,
oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
So.
Yep.
All right, so one of my kind of favorites. Two of my shows are starting tonight. Once Upon a Time, which is starting in just about an hour.
It's good. I'm so glad that you finally...
I love this, and I cannot wait to see what they do with the Frozen storyline. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Is
Frozen your new favorite movie?
It's not my favorite movie. I like the music in Frozen. The movie I didn't care for that much. I liked it, but I didn't love it. Anyway, I'm excited to see. Because what I like about Once Upon a Time is they take these fairy tales and they give them their own little twists mm-hmm. that you don't expect. Right. And they do a great job of it. So I'm really excited for Once Upon a Time. We're supposed to be going to dinner in 6:30. So I have to DVR it. Thanks, guys.
Well, it should already be on your DVR.
It is on my DVR. Insane. But, you know. Wanted to watch it live.
Oh, well, too bad. Well, then you can go home. And we'll go eat that.
Maybe I will.
That's cool.
Resurrection also comes back tonight, so I'm going to...
I was going to
stick with it, see how it's going, so...
That's one I really... I watched the first couple episodes last year, and I wanted to stick with it, but I had other shows I wanted to watch this summer.
I mean, it's pretty good. I'm intrigued to see where it goes with it, so, mm-hmm. you know... I enjoyed the first season. It was only a little mini season anyway, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Once Upon a Time. Who's your favorite character?
Oh my god. Don't make me choose. Hook is super sexy. Every time I see him on TV, I'm like, good god, Hook, you're sexy. I love Emma. I love mm-hmm. the Charmings. I mean, I love Regina. I love them all, really. Yeah. Rumpelstiltskin's amazing. I like Belle, you know. I just like all of them.
Yeah.
Really. I like Henry. Mm-hmm. I really liked Neil, even though he's dead. You know? Oh, spoiler. For now, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I just, they're great characters, so. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens with Maid Marian and Robin Hood, you know, because Regina and Robin Hood were together, and then Emma and Hook went back in time and brought Marian back with them, and because she had died back in time, and so.
But we know that Robin Hood is Regina's.
I know, soulmate. Exactly. So
mm-hmm. And I like them together.
I do, too. I like them together. Mm-hmm. I think Regina needs another, find another love, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And it's from the producers of Lost, so it's even better.
I know, that's why you like it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Lost.
It's fun, I mean, it's great.
The storylines
are, yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really glad I started watching the show, too, so.
Well, let's also talk about a show we just started watching this week. Uh-huh. I have no idea why I decided to
start. I don't know either.
I don't know if it's because you had me read something about it on air this week. About Parenthood? Oh, yeah, because it's from Friday Night Lights.
That's right. I think that's what got me, because I didn't really know that before, I guess. And so...
And so I started.
Yeah,
you should probably watch this. It's good.
It's really good. I've only seen 2 episodes, and I already love it.
It reminds me of Brothers and Sisters. Mm-hmm. And I love.
I really liked that show, too. I didn't finish all of it, but I watched, I think, the first couple of seasons, and I loved it. So, trying to think what I lost my train of thought now.
Peter Krause's good. I mean,
they're all great. Yeah. So, I mean, for so long, I know so many people who watched the show from the beginning, and they've always said, you got to watch it. It's so good. And I just never got around to it.
It sounds like us in Friday Night.
I know. Exactly. This is what I do. I wait until the last season to watch something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really like it. I mean, I should have watched. I remember watching a couple episodes when it first started, but I just didn't keep up with it, and I wish I had, so, yeah, so.
Well, I think most of the seasons are only, like, 13 episodes anyway.
I think so.
Maybe not the middle two.
I bet the first few are probably longer.
But the first one's only 13.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, because I remember, I think it was a mid-season replacement back when it started.
It might have been.
I think so.
If I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I just wish all TV seasons were like 13.
I know. That's really all I need.
Right.
So I just need 13. Mm-hmm. Really. 13, 14.
Yeah.
I don't need 22 episodes anymore.
No. I know. I don't either. That's... You know? Oof.
I know. It's just this day and age. I love watching my TV shows, but yeah. You know.
Right. And plus, I think
creatively.
Ooh, this wine.
I know.
Sunday afternoon, I should not be drinking this, but you started it, so.
I know, in-law started it.
Right. Mm. Cheers! But anyway, yeah, great show. I'm glad I started it.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going in between that and Parks and Rec, getting caught up.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm on season 2 where Rob Lowe shows up.
Oh my god, finally. He's so funny. Literally the funniest character.
Really?
Do you know? No, I'm just joking, because he always says literally.
I'm only on episode 1 with him.
He says that a lot, where he says, this is literally the happiest day of my life. It's just really funny, like, he constantly says that, so.
I love all the characters. Every single
They're hilarious, aren't they?
Every single one of them.
E-Holler.
Love.
Yeah. Rashida Jones, Chris Pratt, Aubrey, I mean, April, I mean, they're all of them. It's so funny. Laugh out loud.
Where Andy sings a song about April and he named it November.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize.
Yeah, I know.
I named you after a month. My name's April. It's a month. Oh. I mean, so good.
It's so good. Yeah. It's
and really Tom.
Oh, I know. Tom's hilarious.
Poor Jerry.
Poor Jerry. They're so mean. Me, Jerry.
So
but
mean.
It's so funny.
I know. So yeah, if you haven't watched Parks and Rec, I fought this one for a while, but
it's oh my so god,
good. I'm glad I'm going back and watching.
It only gets funnier too. Yeah. I mean, it just gets funnier. And when Ben comes into the mix, Ben and Leslie's relationship. I love their relationship. Yeah. So yeah, it's great. So little Sebastian, look forward to little Sebastian, because that stuff's real funny too.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, I think let's talk about, not a lot of our shows premiere this week. We still have a couple weeks. We should enjoy this time.
We should, because then it's going to kick into high gear for us.
American Horror Story, Walking Dead,
exactly.
The Flash,
Supernatural.
Supernatural, yep, that's on my list. No, I get it.
Yes. But yeah, Flash and Supernatural premiere the same night. Mm-hmm. And then the next night is American Horror Story. And then the following Sunday is Walking Dead. It's going to be a big week.
It is going to be a big week.
I can't wait. A big week for us, too, because we're going to be podcasting after American Horror Story and The Walking Dead. So, yeah. God, we're going to see a lot of each other.
We see enough of each other.
I know.
And we do the movie thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, well, speaking of movie news, let's get to some a tiny bit of movie news. Here we go. Okay, so this week we are going to the premiere of Gone Girl.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I can't
It's going to be so great.
It is going to be great. I kind of alluded to the fact at the beginning of the podcast, I finally finished it a few days ago. And the thing is, like, I'm such a slow reader, and it did take me a couple chapters to really get into it, and then I thought I had it figured out, and I kind of did. I didn't know to what extent I had it figured out. Great book. The author Gillian Flynn.
Yeah.
She is also the sole screenwriter.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is great.
A movie adaptation.
Yeah.
Although you didn't care for the ending.
I didn't. A lot of people did not.
Yeah, some people did. I didn't hate
Spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
I didn't hate the ending.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was more of like, holy shit, like,
he's got trapped.
With, exactly, he's trapped forever, you know, so, yeah. I mean, it was a little shocking, but I didn't hate it. I mean, is it gonna, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see in a movie, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Apparently their performances are awesome, and it's supposedly supposed to be kind of funny.
I bet there will be voices. I don't know, David Fincher, he's done... you know, Seven. He's done all these great,
all these
dark
really
movies,
stylized,
crazy movies. So I think, you know, movie wise, I mean, cinematic, whatever.
Wow, you can't get it out either.
It's gonna be a nice looking movie. That's what I'm gonna say. That's what I meant to say.
The cinematography is going to be fantastic. There we go. There we go. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, but I think it's going to be great. I mean, I think Ben Affleck's a great choice for this role. I mean, I can totally see him being that. And Rosamund Pike, who I only know her from a few things. I can't say I know her all of too much of her career, but I do think she's a good choice for Amy.
Well, apparently this will launch her career.
Oh,
they said that
absolutely.
This is...
I'm sure. I mean, it's getting so much buzz right now, so yeah.
I still think it's cool that Reese Witherspoon bought the rights to the movie.
I know.
Was interested sort of in being Amy, but then, you know, she found the perfect actress, and she's now a producer on the film, and I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty
cool.
I like that too. So,
You know, I'm really excited. It's about a 2 hour and 45 minute movie.
Oh God, it's really that long?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Sorry.
Oh man.
Sorry. You want to start doing movie reviews, so you can't complain about this. So, yeah.
We have
something up our sleeve.
I really do want to see this movie. But
and you're going,
Christ.
So...
I'm going, yes. I'm going to go see it.
Right.
2:45? Oh, right. God, I'm so tired.
Hope you don't have any TV on Thursday.
Well, just How to Get Away with Murder, but I'll DVR it. So
no, that's Wednesday.
That's Thursdays.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm watching on Friday.
That's fine. It's Thursdays. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, Nationals, what I think.
Oh, Nationals Wednesday. No, I think that's the only one on Thursday that I can think of that I watch. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, we're going to take, like, notes during this movie.
Yes, correct. But for me, I'm pretty excited because I have read the book just a couple days ago.
I know, you just read the book.
It's maybe not a distant
Probably
memory.
6 months ago I read the
book. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to be fine. Because it's supposed to be pretty much exactly the book.
And I remember most of it. I remember most of it, but I think I'm going to go back and read a synopsis just to remember, just to get it fresh in my mind so I can follow along. So, yeah. But yeah, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what we have to do now. When I reviewed movies back in the day,
I know. This
that was
just
the worst part.
I know. I have to be prepared for this movie.
Now I'm going to be one of those people. Hate reading reviews, but it'll be fun because
It will be fun. Yeah, well, it'll give us an excuse to go to see more movies.
Yeah,
hopefully.
True. No, it will definitely. So
even movies we might not
Right, and I thought about that too. I remember when I started doing, when I did it a while back, there was like, oh, that's a movie I really liked, and I never, ever, 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 ever thought I would like it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like movie TV shows.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think I'd like it, I ended up liking it, or I thought I was going to like it, and ended up not liking it.
And it was horrible, yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so look for that. Mm-hmm. We're working on
We'll probably have more to talk about.
Yeah.
Next podcast on that.
So,
but we will do a. We did talk.
We are going to do a podcast
just on Gone Girl.
On Gone Girl. So once, it probably won't be Thursday night since it's a very long movie. So next weekend sometime we'll find some time, carve out some time, and do a little podcast on Gone Girl. We'll tell you what our thoughts were and everything, our review of it. So,
if you see it next weekend,
Facebook
us, put it on our Facebook, let us know. We'll read,
tweet us. We'd love to hear what you think about it.
Read your comments, what you thought, and kind of put them together with what we thought and see how it all turns out. It's going to be a really good movie. I mean, they're already talking that it's probably kicking off the Academy Award.
Yeah, exactly.
The award season.
Also, the award season. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited for that.
Well, follow us at Gal and a Gay on Twitter.
And Facebook, at Gal and a Gay. And email us at
Same thing. AGalandAGay@gmail.com. I promise she'll get cut off after this podcast. So, no more wine for you for tonight. Anyway, hey guys, thank you so much for listening.
Y'all.
We appreciate it. All right.
Have a good night.
Take care.